What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I'm your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/selfcareIRL. To sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems that I've curated just for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. So today we were supposed to talk about how you and I can manage our negative emotions. However, I got distracted and I pulled my phone out and I went to Instagram and I saw the news of the passing of Chesley Christ. She was Miss USA 2019. She was a Black woman who broke lots of barriers in the beauty pageant industry. First of many, I think she was first Miss Teen, first Miss USA. Also educated. She was also an attorney. She was a correspondent. So I knew of her, didn't know her personally, but she committed suicide and passed away earlier today. And so when I saw the news, like any celebrity death, I was a little jarred. I was a little taken aback. And I think more so in particular with this one, because it was suicide and it was centered, you know, around, you know, just when we think about suicide, it's a level of mental wellness that we don't talk about, I think. And so I began to reflect. I began to just kind of think about my own journey with suicide. I haven't known anyone who has committed suicide, but I have shared on my blog and I've shared in my book that I have had thoughts of suicide. I've never planned or had suicidal ideation, which is kind of, again, planning your death. But there are plenty of times where I've said, this is too hard. What if I just didn't do this anymore? And so I understand completely how a person can get there. I also understand way too well, you know, just by being an influencer and a person who's also in the limelight, a person who's also visible, right, to the world. I completely understand how you can present to the world, to your friends, to your family, that you're okay and everything is fine. So I again, the news of the suicide really jarred me. And then I kept scrolling, because that's what you do on Instagram, right? So I kept scrolling, and I came across a post, completely innocent post. It was a picture of her, and she was a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. It was a picture of her, and the person who posted it was just honoring her, you know, talking about her accomplishments and what she's done in her career. And it ended with something like, check on your strong friends, you know. Make sure you check in and not just with a text. And I got to tell you, I was instantly annoyed because I think when we talk about, you know, check on your strong friend, of sure, it's not just the text message, but it's also not just the question of, are you okay? It's not just popping up. It's not, you know, it's so much more than checking in on your strong friend. And I think that we've allowed language and narratives culturally that are popular. We allow it to kind of dictate how we friend. And I want us to really get back to the idea that checking in on your strong friend also means knowing who your strong friend is, you know, like knowing their inner workings or whatever. And it's also you know, knowing how that friend communicates, if they will or if they won't, you know what I mean? So then it led me to thinking about what I was going to talk about today. And so I said, let me highlight how checking in on your strong friend can go really wrong if you have a strong friend that is very steadfast in their journey. So let's talk about the things that your strong friend is almost never, ever, ever, ever going to admit to you. And maybe, just maybe, you are the strong friend, because of course I am the strong friend. So if you are the strong friend like I am, I'm challenging you to hear the things that I am saying and maybe find a brave space, right, to be vulnerable and to share. But here are a few things that your strong friend will never admit to you. Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you are also giving to someone in need. Did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the most requested clothing items at homeless shelters? That's why Bombas donates one for every item that you buy. I personally love their socks because they don't fall down while I'm walking, and their t-shirts are the perfect base layer when I feel like breathing the cold outdoors. Everything Bombas makes is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a luxurious, cozy feel. They're made from a super soft material like merino wool, Pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them the perfect cozy winter layers. Go to bombas.com/selfcare and get 20% off any purchase. That's bombas.com/selfcare for 20% off. bombas.com/selfcare. One of the things that your strong friend is never going to admit to you is that they are tired. Strong friends are used to being the ones who hold everyone and everything together, but all while creating a life that they want, creating, you know, a financially stable life, creating a life that inspires others, all while building out this fabulous career. And let's face it, it is 2022. So we got 8 and 9, sometimes 10 streams of income. We are booked, busy, and blessed. Then we're also doing all of this while staying fit. Y'all seen the Instagram videos? We out here working out. And I can bet you if they're in a relationship, they're also trying to maintain the peace in their house. So couple all of that with being emotionally and spiritually well, it's exhausting. It can be exhausting. It is exhausting. And so she's not going to tell you that she's tired. She's not going to tell you that I didn't answer your phone call because I just didn't feel like it. She's going to say, oh my God, I was doing this and I was doing that and I missed the phone call. No, she saw that phone call ring. She saw that phone ring and she turned it over and said, I'll get back to that later. But they're not going to admit to you that they are tired. Another thing that your strong friend will never admit to you is that they need help. And here's why, and I feel like you already know this, but it's because they're used to doing it all themselves. And honestly, they kind of do it well. And so asking you to do something or asking for help is like, well, what for? I'm already doing it myself. I'm already doing it myself, and I'm already doing it myself very well, right? I'm getting results. But how much easier or what value could you bring to your friendship if you actually were proactive and thought about how you could help your friend before they ask for the help, right? Like, what if you were their assistant for the day at an event, or maybe you're at the grocery store and you say, I'm here at the grocery store. Do you need anything? I can pick you up something and drop it off for you, right? Like, what small things could you possibly do to help your friend, your strong friend. And hey, they might even decline the first couple of times. They might be like, no, I'm good. Because I know I would. I'd be like, no, I'm okay. But what this action, what this thought process does is actually open the door for the person to actually ask you for help. Really quick story. I remember not too long ago, actually, when I had my hysterectomy back in October. Don't forget to listen to those episodes if you haven't already. But I had a hysterectomy, and of course I was down for about a month or so. And I remember everybody saying, let me know if you need help, you know, if you need anything, I can help. And so I was like, okay, this is funny. Sure. And so I said, let me get out of my strongness, right? And be vulnerable and say, I need some help. And so of course I responded to some people, and some people didn't even answer my text. Went red and just kept going. And then there were a few people who, when I asked for help, were there. My best friend came over. My cousin was here the very first night because I was in pain, girl, and went to the store for me out of her pocket, paid for some medicine, you know. And so even as a strong friend, you got to learn to ask for help. But as the friend of the strong friend, you got to know that it's really hard for us to ask for help. So when we do, you gotta be present. But again, you can really be proactive in that and just start by helping in the very small ways. You know, I think one of the very sweetest things ever happened to me, again, was the grocery store, the market example. Like, I had a friend who, again, was at the grocery store market. Do you call it a market or grocery store? Let me know what you call it. I'm gonna try it. I had a friend that went to the market. Oh, that sounded good. Okay. I had a friend that went to the market, and she was there, and she knew I love pickles, and she said, hey, I'm in the grocery store. Oh, I did it again. Listen, this is not gonna be a thing. I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in the market, and I saw these pickles that you love. I'm gonna grab them for you. Do you need anything else? I still have that text saved. I screenshot it because I thought that that was the most sweetest thing. And it really did, again, allowed me to find this brave space in our friendship and definitely elevated it for us. So anyway, I'm rambling. But the point is, your strong friend is never going to admit to you that they need help. They're just not. Let's be real. If there's junk food in my house, I'm going to eat it. But I want to set myself up for success this year. So I'm keeping my freezer stocked with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. And it conveniently stays fresh in your freezer. It literally takes minutes to prepare and never uses preservatives, added sugars, or artificial anything. And it's good for the planet too. All of their packaging is recyclable. Their banana almond smoothie just might be my favorite to have for breakfast because it's so quick to make and tastes so delicious. I also never really loved beets, but I tried their beets and wild rice harvest bowl, and now, well, it might be my favorite. Who said healthy can't taste good too? Daily Harvest makes it so easy to feel good about what I'm doing for myself and the planet. Go to dailyharvest.com/selfcare to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/selfcare for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/selfcare. Your strong friend may also never be able to be vulnerable with you. And part of the reason for that is that strong friends work so hard to be strong that even for a second, if they let up, it feels like things are going to just fall apart, right? And we don't talk about emotional strength as much. you know, being that strong friend. But the reason why they're being so strong is typically or usually inspired by emotional trauma. Like, she's been through some stuff. They've been through some stuff. Something has happened where they needed to be strong, where they needed to be, again, the person who held everything together for their family, the person who just is always there. A lot of that, again, is inspired by emotional trauma. So one of the things, again, that your friend is never, or almost say never, because when I think about, again, reflecting, when I think about myself, this is one of the things that I strive in. I have been able to be vulnerable, especially with you. I'm very vulnerable with you guys. But one of the reasons why is because just being vulnerable, it feels like I'm not alone. And for me, one of the biggest pain points in my grief was feeling alone. And so I learned really early on that being vulnerable helped me in a way that I yearned for. And so I almost kind of got addicted to sharing and being vulnerable, because I knew that it would feel good, that it would feel, again, like I wasn't alone. And not being alone was felt better than the actual loss or the void. So again, remember that your strong friend might not ever be vulnerable with you. And as a person who may not be the strong friend, it might be wise for you to be just a little bit more careful with their heart. And again, find ways to create brave and safe places for them to share and to be a friend with you. Another thing that your strong friend will probably never admit to you is that they feel neglected. Your strong friend is probably the person who drops any and everything for any and everyone and never expects anything in return, and almost often never gets anything in return. They are constantly the go-to person, and they really do make it seem like they need nothing, like it's nothing, that they're happy to help. And in most cases, the strong friend or people in general are willing to help and want to help. But we would be doing a grave disservice to human existence, to human connection, if we really did believe that humans don't thrive and desire reciprocity. Is one of your professional goals in the new year to take your team to the next level? I used to spend hours on multiple job sites hoping to find the right candidates. But lucky for you, there's a hiring partner that can help you do it all. That's Indeed. I personally love that Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process, because finding the right team can be a lot of work. Indeed offers time-saving tools like instant match, assessments, and virtual interviews, all in one place. With instant match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. And get this, candidates you invite to apply are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in the search. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Offer is valid until March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/selfcareIRL to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you don't remember anything else from today's podcast, please remember this. Your strong friend is also a human being first. Before they are your friend, before your strong person is your mom or before they are your dad, whoever your strong person is, before they are that role to you, they are a human being. Your strong friend is probably everybody else's go-to person too. So they typically hurt the most. Not only are they carrying your stuff and everybody else's stuff, they're also carrying their own stuff too. They are the ones that are most compassionate or the most empathetic and really struggle to turn those qualities that they give to others onto themselves. And sometimes this leads to mental health issues like depression and low self-esteem, or just, you know, just really feeling inadequate because they're not able to do for themselves like they do for others. So remember to give them grace, you know, when they fall short. And if you are that strong person, remember to give yourself grace when you fall short. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at SelfCareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.